Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 25th day of the blessed month of Barahmat. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the great Saint Friska of Onesiphorus, one of the 70 apostles, departed. This apostle was an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. His parents kept the law of Moses and were of those who followed the Savior, listened to his teachings, and witnessed his wonders and miracles. When our Lord raised the son of the widow of the city of Nain, the saint was present. He went without delay to the Lord Christ at once, forsaking the light of the lamp of the Jewish law, to be enlightened by the Son of Righteousness. He believed on him heartily, was baptized, became one of the 70 apostles. And when we say was baptized, we don't mean, it doesn't mean the baptism that we received. It was the baptism of the repentance, the same baptism of St. John the Baptizer, who used to baptize the people for repentance. And also the disciples of our Lord were doing the same, to baptize the people. And it was said about our Lord Jesus Christ that he himself was baptizing, although he wasn't baptizing but his disciples. So he became one of the 70 apostles and was present with the disciples in the upper room of Zion at the time of the coming of the Holy Spirit. He preached the gospel in many countries. He was ordained bishop for Koranias, where he preached its people and enlightened them with his teachings and sermons, then baptized them. Here the baptism at the new birth, because it happened after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And having finished his holy strife, he departed in peace. He received the crown of heavenly glory, and he was 70 years old, 29 years of it as Jewish, and 41 years as Christian. St. Paul mentioned him in his second epistle to Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:19. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, the year 1362, Anno Martyr, March 31st, 1646, Anno Domini, on Lazarus Saturday, Pope Matthias III, the 100th Pope or Patriarch, departed. He was known by the name of Matta Etuchi, a son of a Christian parents from the city of Tuch in Nasara, in Munafiya province. They feared God, caring for the strangers and charitable to the poor and the needy. God granted them a son. They called him Tadrus, and they raised him well. They discipled him with every spiritual discipline and taught him the holy church books. The grace of God filled his blessed son. So he devoted himself to study and teach Christian education. The grace of God moved him to the Anglican and ascetic life. So he went forth from his town, left his family and kinfolk, and followed the commandments of the Lord Christ, and went to the wilderness of Shehid. He became a monk in the monastery of the great Saint Macarius, and he fought a great fight in asceticism and worship, They ordained him a priest, so increased in asceticism and grew in virtues. Then they promoted him archpriest and head of the monastery. Shortly after, Pope Ioannis the 15th, the 29th patriarch departed. The fathers, the bishops, the priests, and the notable gathered to choose who would fit to be elevated to the chair of St. Mark. They continued on praying, asking the Lord Christ, to him is the glory, to choose for them a good shepherd to guard his flock from the ravenous wolves. With the will of God, of the Lord Christ, the shepherd of the shepherds, everyone agreed on choosing Father Tadros, the hieroman of St. Macarius Monastery. They went to the monastery and forcibly seized him and enthroned him a patriarch by the name Matthias on the 4th of Nasi, in the year 1347 Anno Martyri, September 7th, 1631 Anno Domini. And Abba Ioannis, the metropolitan of the Syrian monastery, headed the enthronement service. When this pope sat on the apostolic church, he cared for Christ's flock with the best of care. And at the beginning of his days, there was peace and tranquility for the believers. The churches rested from the tribulations that they were under. Satan, the enemy of the good, envied him. He moved some evil doors against the Pope. So they went to the governor in Cairo and told him that whomever sat on the patriarchal chair paid much money to the governor. The governor listened to their accusations and called the patriarch to collect the dues. The notables went to meet the governor, who did not ask about the absence of the patriarch, but rather discussed the dues that the patriarch paid. He forced them to bring 4,000 denarii. They left him with sadness and grief because of the heavy fine. But God, to him is the glory, who does not wish anyone to perish, had put mercy in the heart of a Jewish man who paid the required fine to the governor. The notables promised the men to pay him back. They divided the fine among them and allocated a small portion of this heavy fine for the Pope to pay. He went to Upper Egypt to collect the sum of money required from him. And because of his faith and his strong belief in God's help, the people with compassionate heart and willingly gave him what he asked them. Shortly after, he came to Lower Egypt to visit his flock. He went to the city of Burma, and the people of the city of Tuch, his hometown, came to him and invited him to come to visit the city so they be blessed by him. And he fulfilled their request. During the days of this patriarch, a great famine befell all the land of Egypt. Nothing like it happened before. The people suffered much and many died. There is a part missed here in English, sorry. King of Ethiopia sent to the patriarch asking for metropolitan. Pope Matthias ordained for them a metropolitan from the people of the city of Asyut and sent him to them. Much tribulations and sorrows befell this metropolitan while he was there, until they removed him and ordained another one instead of him. After the Pope has finished his pastoral visit to the people of Lower Egypt and his acceptance to the invitation of the people of Tours to visit their city, he left Burma with them on their way to Tughnasar. When he drew near from the city, the priests and the Christian masses received him with reverence, veneration, and spiritual hymns to fit his honor. He entered the church with honor and glory and stayed with them 1 year, preaching and teaching the people. On the Blessed Saturday, the commemoration of the day in which the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead, he met the priests and the people after the liturgy, ate with them, and he bade them farewell, saying, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that his tomb will be in the church of the city, and that he will not depart Tours. He dismissed the people and went to rest in the house of one of the deacons. When the deacon returned home, he knocked on the door of the Pope's room. When he did not get any answer, he entered the room and found the patriarch laying on his bed, looking toward the east, his hand over his chest as the Holy Cross, and his spirit had departed in the hands of the Lord. The priests and the people came in haste and found him departed, and his look did not change, but his face was shining as the sun. They took his blessed body to the church and prayed over him as worthy of the fathers, the patriarchs, and buried him in the church in the city of Tours, his hometown. He stayed in the Apostolic Church for 14 years, 6 months, and 23 days, did not eat meat or drink wine in it, and departed in a good age. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Yeah.